for Ms. Miss, mademoiselle, ou, comme le dit Gary, for single women, pour les femmes célibataires. Single women. Les femmes célibataires, Miss. Ou bien, Mrs., madame, for married women, pour les femmes mariées. For married women.
Well, Miss is for single women. Mrs. is for married women.
Ou encore, Ms. Un mot nouveau qui est neutre et n'implique pas le statut de célibataire ou de marié à la femme en question.
Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married.
Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
Our next question is, when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms.?
Well, Miss is for single women. Mrs. is for married women. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms, c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Hello, hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur ondes courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have my fellow colleague
Roger Moutou.
And some guests here. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Raven Moore.
And
Eva Sakenaro.
Welcome everyone from across the world. Some of you are in East Africa, some of you in West Africa, some of you in Asia and the Middle East. Nice to have you. Join us on Facebook sur Anglais Télé as well. So today, we're going to talk about how do we ask questions.
Okay.
And of course, I'm saying how, which that's one of
that's the... That's a question.
How do we ask questions? And I'm using do.
How do
right, so
we ask?
How do we ask questions?
Okay.
And, well... How do we ask questions? What's involved in a question? How do you know a question from a normal sentence? From
intonation?
Intonation. Mm-hmm. So let's give an example. Eva, you are going to say something that is not a question, and then you're going to change your tone, and then you're going to make it a question.
So you give us two things. Give us a sentence that is not a question, and then you will turn it to a question.
Okay, we are in English class.
We are in English class and the tone is neutral, flat. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Now change that into a question.
Where are we?
Nope.
No. Only with intonation.
Yeah. Intonation.
Only with
the same sentence.
Same words.
Yeah, we're testing this out. This is a test.
We're in English class.
We're in English class. We're in English class.
Yes.
Okay, so the last word has to go up.
We're in English class.
Yes, okay. That's it. Okay.
That was perfect.
Now that's one way of asking a question using the same sentence. Another way would be what? Using her same sentence here. We are
well,
in English.
You would reverse the first two words.
Exactly. We reverse the subject and the verb that's conjugated. Mm-hmm. So say it.
Are we in English class?
Exactly. So we are in English class. That's a fact. And then...
Are we in English class?
That's it. So that's how we're going to warm up. So let's warm up. Well, we're going to put Roger on the spot.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
I'm going to ask a question. Are we going to put Roger on the spot? Yes or no?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Are we? We are.
So are we is the question? Yes, we are. Okay, so Roger.
Yes,
let's
ma'am.
See. Are you happy?
No.
Okay. That's an example of...
I am not happy.
Exactly. Now, when you're using the verb to be, mm-hmm. and you're asking a question with to be, mm-hmm. most answers are going to be direct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you from Korea?
No.
Okay. Are you from France?
Maybe.
Are you from New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I said, yes, I am.
She's trying
yes,
to,
I am.
You're trying to confuse us.
That's right.
Okay, so when... The questions are with the verb to be. Mm-hmm. Most of the times, the answers are yes or no. Are you sick?
No.
Okay. Are we in the U.S.?
Yes,
we are.
Yes, we are.
And I just have to add what Michelle is saying so we all remember this. So what Michelle is saying, it's we usually call it in English an open-ended question. It's a yes or a no answer.
Oh, no, no, that's closed.
Yes.
But, I'm sorry, closed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
right.
Let me correct that. Closed.
Open-ended.
I'm sorry, thank you. Closed answer, you're right.
Yes.
That's a no or a yes, correct.
Right.
Thank you, Raven.
Right.
That's
often my mother asks me a lot of closed-ended questions.
Yes.
And I can't give her any information. I have to
that
say
you know.
Yes or no. That's
right.
It.
so that's how we call it, right? And,
yes.
And most people mm-hmm. have to understand that because it's what Michelle is saying. It's either a yes or a no. Mm-hmm. Without too much
right.
explanation. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
But we're going to find out what our guests think. Let's welcome our guest. Welcome to our guest. We have Marie-Rose Bora. And,
hello.
Hi, Marie-Rose.
Hello, you.
We have everyone
can I quickly say something about Marie-Rose Bora?
Yes.
It was her birthday last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was her birthday last week. Can we
yesterday,
sing happy birthday?
Yesterday.
Can I ask her
yes.
something?
Yeah.
Was it your birthday last week?
My birthday was yesterday.
Okay, so this week.
You can ask.
So, yeah, that was a question.
Yeah.
Was it your birthday last week?
Yesterday.
And she said, oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it your birthday yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
I had my birthday yesterday.
Okay, so that was a perfect,
answer.
And we asked you a perfect question. We inverted the subject and the verb.
Yeah.
Was it? Your birthday yesterday, okay.
That was. Can I ask for us to sing happy birthday for Marie-Rose Bora?
Absolutely.
Stevie Wonder style.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
She's trying to make a
sing. I'm trying to sing it like Stevie
She's
Wonder.
She's trying to make it like, happy birthday to you. That's different.
Okay. Well, let's change it up.
Well, happy birthday, Marie-Rose Bora. Happy birthday.